Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Downtown San Francisco is the studio. That's where Scott is, but because of this pandemic thing you might have heard about, we are separate. I'm over here on the Oakland side in my house on the old gaming headset, but the Video Game Review, we've been doing this almost 20 years now. It's the only nationally syndicated weekly hourly show that talks about video games. And whichever network you're listening to us on, maybe on the home network, sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline USA. If you're near an affiliate or you're not near an affiliate, there are other ways of listening to the show. There's the TuneIn Radio app. There's the iHeartRadio app. There's the Stitcher app, apropos applications. Also on your television set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and your cable provider. Perhaps you're listening to us on Sirius XM, Channel 211, in progress. See the man, male Caucasian, 1 out of 12. Get that? Dan Patrick Channel, great to be on there. And also, as I mentioned, American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Hope you see you at home very soon. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do. But even if we don't, we all appreciate what our fine, girl, you fine, fine men and women do in our military. We are going to be giving a brand new game away, as we always do, at 40 after the hour. We're also going to do a cheat code at the end of the show. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's email address. Oh, yeah, we're also on SB Nation Radio. Be remiss. Don't want to get remiss out of Houston. SBNationLive.com as well. Listen to us through that website. Also, we're going to talk about, first of all, for those of you who celebrate the holidays, i.e. Christmas, Hanukkah, what have you, did you get what you were looking for? Plus Game of the Year awards as well. It's the last show of 2020. So the number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns, neophytes, hardcores, everyone in between. 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on, man.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauzeen.
Lisa, you're bloated from binging on cookies, cheese dip, chips, and a ham dinner. Meat sweats are made worse by the sounds of ripping Christmas paper and the shrieks of children. Do you, A, vomit, B, swig the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauzeen?
I take Nauzeen.
Correct. Nauzeen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nauzeen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call. That's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Lines are open throughout the show. Lately, I've been having a guest just about each and every week, but we are wide open. Wide open spaces. Also, I'll let you know what's new this week as we get into... And remember, there are people who work in the video game industry that take time off. So that's why when you think about whenever I do the last show of the year, and as I said, I've been doing this almost 20 years now, there are only, as I look, there's only one game that has an actual scheduled release date coming up. The rest are all Q4 games. In other words, games that were supposed to be released the last 3 months of 2020 and haven't come out yet. So I just throw it out there and say those might come. I only know one for sure, which is pretty interesting. But anyway, the lines are available throughout the show, 1-800-878-PLAY. At 40 after, I'll give away a brand new game as I always do. And also the cheat code at the end of the show, send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. Yesterday, let's go back a week. To the show pre-Christmas, and we were talking about the buggy issues over Cyberpunk 2077 and with CD Projekt in Poland issuing, a lot of apologies, mea culpas, and Keanu Reeves as Johnny Silverhand was not looking as good on your last-gen systems. They were offering money back offers, and also they were talking about just pulling it off their store. Well, what happens is, especially in my highly litigious state of California, and believe me, Americans like to sue. This is why whenever I go to Europe, and I'll give you an example. One time I was in southern France and I saw the Pont du Gard, which is this old Roman aqueduct that was built during the reign of Augustus Caesar. And way up top of this aqueduct, you know, over 100 feet up, people were just walking on it and there was no railing and it was crumbling. It was a 2,000-year-old, you know, basically water bridge. And I thought, these people can fall right off. And it's like, well, if you fall off, you're stupid. You shouldn't have been up there. I'm like, I know, but in America, that would be that wouldn't be your fault. That would be the fault that there was no railing. We're highly litigious, let's just say that. I'll not include myself, but overall, people like to sue. And so, there it is. And I kind of thought, well, it's probably a fan. You know, usually when you hear about these lawsuits, it's some guy trying to get a class action suit saying, I was really looking forward to this game, and it stinks. And I got my feelings hurt. This is a little bit different. It's an investor in CD Projekt in Los Angeles. And he sued them in federal court, actually, on Christmas Eve. Just hear those sleigh bells ding-a-ling, bing-ding-ding-a-ling. Yeah, not to, not really the Christmas spirit. But the lawsuit says that the game came with false and misleading statements and cost him and other investors money. And the lawsuit says the game suffers from, quote, an enormous number of bugs. And yes, it's true. By the way, what was the pre-order on Cyberpunk 2077? 8 million. 8 million copies pre-ordered. And this futuristic fantasy city, and as I said, Keanu Reeves is the basis of one of the main protagonists, but the series of glitches and the sloppiness of the whole thing, and Sony and Microsoft said, sorry, 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 here's your money back. And a lot of people, industry analysts, they have been shocked by the fact. In other words, it's like, just sell it. So what if it sucks? And it's like, no. So this lawsuit is a guy named Andrew Trampy. I know. That's his name. He didn't pick it. I can't be one. My name is Rick Tittle, so I'm not going to make fun of his name. Anyway, Andrew Trampy says in the lawsuit that CD Projekt hyped the game and its stock price for months with a series of overly positive statements, such as one that way back in January said Cyberpunk 2077 is complete and playable now. Yeah, a year ago. So defendants' statements about the business, operations, and prospects were materially false and misleading and or lacked reasonable basis at all relevant times. Remember, this is lawyer talk. And so it asked the court to recognize the suit as class action on behalf of all similar investors. Whenever you get into international law, which is that CD Projekt is based in Warszawa, or as we would say, Warsaw, Warszawa Polska, how are you going to sue a company in Warsaw, Poland? Well, you can. And by the way, they have not had a response about this. But the shares in CD Projekt, how much have they taken a hit as a publicly traded company? 38% they are down. And by the way, how many copies of Cyberpunk 2077 have been sold? 13 million so far. So you kind of think about a company that has been waiting basically a year to get this game out, waiting for the next gen, just wait for the PS5, just wait for the Xbox Series X. It's just wait. So they wait, they wait, they wait, and then they think it's just going to rain down cash. I wonder how many people's like, look, I know we're going to get rich, so let's just buy. I'll put the pool in the backyard now. and I'll get my Humvee limo now and my Rolex and my Ferrari. I can't ever remember a company that has sold 13 million copies of a game in a month, and then the shares in that company have dropped 38%. So this is there's been no mitigation. It's an unmitigated disaster on this game. And, you know, I talk about it all the time, that the video game industry is more highly revenue-producing than the motion picture industry is. And that's just a factual statement. They make more cash than movies do. And so this is a huge deal. And even in Hollywood, you can have a big, big star, and he or she can make one bad movie, and they're poison. It's like, I don't think I want that guy anymore. Or if I do, I'll get him because I'm only making a B flick, and he's going to come in at a reduced rate. So it's one thing, back in the day, a game would come out, and it would get rushed, and it would stink, and you'd be like, this game's no good. When you are one of the number one titles for launch, and the thing about this is, and I'm not saying I dodged a bullet with this, this game never really interested me too much. It's just not my type of game, this whole sort of what I call Blade Runner type of world. Although, I do like Fallout. That's a different type of thing. I mean, I thought if this was the coolest game of all time, I'd be like, all right, I give in, I'll check it out. But now they're getting sued, and not just by a disgruntled fan, but by investors as well. So if you have Cyberpunk 2077, I would love to, especially if you have it for next gen, I would love to hear from you. Tell me how it is. Is it awesome? 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the show, 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do. All you got to do is answer a very simple question to the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Let's take a look in the email bag, which means clicking on a screen in the inbox. This one comes from Amarillo. I got a cousin down in San Antonio. Not the same thing. Anyway, it is the Lone Star State. From Amarillo, this is from Jess. Jess says, Rick, will you be investing in the Roblox IPO? Do you think I should? Now, normally this wouldn't be a question for the show, but it is a video game company you're talking about. And so I'll answer your question. By the way, thanks for writing. Once again, the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. For those of you who aren't into Roblox, and during the Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday period, you probably saw a lot of Roblox merch go one way or the other. And Roblox is the name of the company, and they operate the platform, and anybody can go in and build a game in the Roblox system, and the games are free to play, but a lot of the designers are charging fees for in-game items and features and assets and such things, and those come in the payment of Robux. Not Sears and Robux, but R-O-B-U-X. That's the in-game currency, and that can get converted back to real-world dollars. So the company generates its revenue from the direct sale of Robux to users. And then if you're a really successful developer, you can earn some serious money by cashing in these virtual boatloads of incoming Robux. And the company itself doesn't recognize Robux sales as revenue until the in-game buyer either spends it or converts it into actual cash. So the Roblox recognizes Robux sales over the average lifetime of people who play, and they recommend that you'd see that as around 23 months before somebody gives up. But anyway, the company collected, and I only had the numbers through September, the first three quarters of 2020, but they got $589 million. Which is a 68% increase from 2019. And if you look at the books that they showed, because they're about to make this, as you said, an initial public offering, IPO. When you look at the flow of Robux, it went up to $1.24 billion. So what does this mean? Well, IPOs are pretty huge out here in the Bay Area because of Silicon Valley and these companies. In fact, a couple of them just went in the last couple of weeks here in December public. We had an IPO by DoorDash, and that couldn't have been more perfect with their timing because of this pandemic and the food delivery industry going through the roof. remember, a lot of people are getting rich off the pandemic. And if they're doing it legally, then good for them. But, you know, most people are in dire straits. Some people are cashing in, and it's DoorDash. And then you think about Airbnb, and this is the worst possible time for Airbnb to get floated. And Airbnb, they thought, would come in, that the IPO would come in at about $100 billion, and it went like $200 billion. I mean, it's insane numbers. And, of course, you know what's funny? These guys that, you know, the guy immediately like gave, who had Airbnb, he gave $70 million to some charity, and all he got was pure hate and scorn from the public because it was only $70 million. It's like you could have given $1 billion and not even missed it. And so, like, can you imagine being so rich that you give $70 million and people complain? You know what I say? He could have given nothing. But anyway, I can't tell you. I appreciate the question, but I can't tell you what to invest in because I'm not an investor. Years ago when Bill Clinton was president, I played the stock market and I got some money, but then I found out that there was a 50% capital gains tax that I had to give Uncle Sam. And I didn't like that because it was my risk 100% and my money, my idea. And then I had to give half of it to the government. Pretty good. Give us half. Why? Because you made money. Now we want half. How much? 50%. So I honestly was done for the rest of my life when it comes to that type of investing. I really am. I'm just done for the rest of my life. I don't want to take the risk and then hand it to somebody else. But, you know, the thing about Roblox, you got to remember that they could be something of, you know, somebody told me the other day that they invest in Netflix, and Netflix every month goes up about 3% on the NASDAQ. And so I'm not telling you to invest in anything. I would imagine that Roblox is going to do all right. It was already supposed to have its IPO. Now it says early 2021. The market value, I do have that. The market value on Roblox is $8 billion. And you think, well, that makes sense. If there's about $1.2 billion in offering, how much could the company be worth? $8 billion. But here's the thing. Everyone's going to jump on this, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it go 10 times higher. But remember, what do I know about investing? The answer is nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean no thang. I don't know anything about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, there's another thing coming out last few weeks when it comes to GameStop. Because people always talk about their stuff. And this isn't a stock market show. I find that very, very boring. But the former CEO of Chewy, you ever see those packages or those commercials? It's like dog food, cat food, kitty litter, it comes to your door. The former CEO of Chewy is trying to push GameStop to become what he calls the Amazon of the video game industry. So shifting away from the brick and mortar retail stores to just dominate online. I have found, and are you a member of, what's that called, the GameStop membership, rewards club, whatever it is. I've been a member of that for years and years and years and years. But I have found that when I order things online with GameStop, which is rare, it's not easy. Amazon is pretty easy. You just have one click, like Seinfeld said. Does it have to be one click? Who's the guy saying if it's two clicks? I just don't have time for that. But anyway, the guy's name is Ryan Cohen. He's the former CEO of Chewy. And he thinks that what GameStop should do is just completely turn the focus away from physical stores and then just build a robust e-commerce platform. And he says with GameStop using its brand, which is already has a huge consumer base. Remember, it wasn't that long ago where you had lots of video game stores. It was a Game Crazy, an electronics boutique. There was so, you know, Toys R Us. Back in the day, that was like the only place I could get my video games. You know, the grown man going into Toys R Us to get video games. And then GameStop just was kind of like the last guy standing. And they just almost got into a monopoly. at some point. But this letter was sent. Cohen sent this letter to the company's board, urging them to immediately conduct a strategic review and to provide stockholders with what he called a credible and publicly available roadmap for cost containment, prioritizing profitable retail locations and geographic markers, and the building of e-commerce ecosystem. This, by the way, is a story I saw on CNBC. But if you think about a multi-billion dollar industry like this, I mean, do you still like going into stores and being able to buy stuff? I can tell you that I'm not really into malls anymore, not like I was. But if I ever find myself dragged into a mall, the first thing I think of is, okay, maybe I'll go look. Or is there a soccer store here? Do they sell football jerseys? Basketball shoes? And I'm like, eh. I'm like, oh, is there a GameStop? Just to check it out. And I still like the old brick and mortar stores myself. I mean, I don't see. I remember going to the GDC years ago, Game Developers Conference, and there was a seminar on will the shiny disc go away? And they said the shiny disc isn't going anywhere. And I don't think I'm a Luddite in still wanting the shiny disc, as that's called. Because if you download everything, you're going to have to, how many external hard drives are you going to have to keep getting? And you can never sell it, and you can never lend it to anybody either. And you can never buy a used game. Could you buy a used game that's a code from somebody's hard drive? No, I don't think so. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give a game away. We'll also talk about Game of the Year awards and what's new this week. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review.
Oh, a little modern-day spin on the Altered Beast. That was the launch game with the Genesis. I remember going into a Circuit City in Marin County, and I looked up and I thought, what is that? The guy's like, yeah, it's a new system, 16-bit. I go, it's 16-bit? It's not 8-bit? Nah. And I thought, whoa. Now, the game itself, the game was not a very good game. But I remember being blown away by Genesis graphics. It's been a while. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. It's 40 after. And thereby, we need to give away the game that we always give away at this time. This game just came out last week. And I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. It's called Zero Gunner 2, a 3D multi-directional shooter developed by Sekiro. And this was a sequel to Zero Gunner. You might remember it was an arcade game. Zero Gunner actually was on the Dreamcast in Japan, if you had it. Back in 2001, and this is also has been released on Steam as well. So the story is, in the near future, an Asian conglomerate known as Iglim develops a unique energy source capable of developing a number of innovative machines. Their overabundant research with the energy leads to a construction of a weather control machine called Oni, developed entirely for the purpose of taking over the world. Once Oni is activated, the countries of the world suffer, and Igam's secret militia move in to destroy any opposition. It is here that the Zero Gunner Squadron is called into action to stop Igam and to destroy Oni. My question is this a game about aerial combat, or is this a game about cooking? Once again, Zero Gunner 2, just send me your answer. The second correct one will win the game for the Nintendo Switch. Zero Gunner 2 by Sekiro. Just let me know, is Zero Gunner 2 a game about aerial combat, or is it a game about cooking? Let me know. All right, it's the end of the year, and the games of the year, I used to go through and do each system, and then, you know, maybe about 15 years ago, I realized that there were games that were on the, you know, PS2 that were also on the Xbox 360, and I thought, well, how do I separate them? Do I give one to one and one to the other? So now, the games of the year, when I look down and I try to judge them all equally, and, you know, there's different cups of tea for everyone. Like, if there's a game about raising a baby fawn and feeding it, I don't want to say that that game stinks. It's just not for me. So you try to take a step back. But like, if you looked at the Game Awards that was produced and hosted by Jeff Keighley on December 10th, it gave the award to The Last of Us Part 2 as Game of the Year. And that was a PS4 game by Naughty Dog. And I would say that would win an award if you wanted to say best game that is trying to act like a movie. To me, a video, and like I said, this is philosophical. You can completely disagree, obviously, but to me, a video game is something that you actually play and will require some skill. Doesn't have to be ridiculously hard, but just some skill, and then you're manipulating what you're looking at on screen. That, to me, those Naughty Dog games, almost all of them, you're watching a movie, then it will say, press X to put down the ladder, press X to climb the ladder. Okay, now sit back for a while. It's just so much into the cinematics, and I don't like those kind of video games. I'll watch a movie. I love movies. Who doesn't love a movie? I got Netflix. I got Amazon Prime. You know, if I want to play a video game, I want to play a video game. So there's no way in hell I'm going to give The Last of Us 2 the game of the year. I think, you know, it's sometimes, you know, with the Oscars, they get all caught up in what the cause of the movie is, what the subject of the movie is, or something that's just so different. I think we're in this rut now with these video game award shows. It's just like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Did you see that cinematic and the voice acting? It was amazing. And it was amazing. But it's just not a video. Okay? So I know IGN picked Hades. That's a roguelike RPG that was Supergiant put out. It was on Windows and Mac and the Switch. Came out in September. They really liked Hades. They said from Supergiant Games. Hades is a great game. Final Fantasy VII Remake. If I was going to give a... I'm not saying you can't categorize these, but I saw a lot of people from Square Enix gave Final Fantasy VII Remake the award. If I'm going to do that, then I would give it to Demon's Souls on the PS5. But, nah, I'm good. It's not a new game. Doom Eternal got a lot of love. And I like the fact that id, and by the way, these are published. Doom's, you know, they're still made by id, but they're published by Bethesda now. So they have a, and that's a smart piece of business for both of them. But this is a game that came out in the spring, and it was Windows, PS4, Stadia, Xbox One. That got some Game of the Year awards, and it's nice to see. And the other one that I gave serious consideration to, I'll play my winner here next, is Animal Crossing New Horizons. And that also came out in the spring, right when the pandemic was hitting. But you know, it's an Animal Crossing game. That doesn't mean that it shouldn't win. You know, it's just like a Call of Duty or a Battlefield game or a Madden or a FIFA, whatever. Just because something is a perennial or they say best ongoing, it shouldn't be penalized. But if I'm going to give an award to a best ongoing game, I give it to No Man's Sky from Hello Games. And Destiny 2 is amazing on the PC. I have it. You know, if you want to throw in Call of Duty, you can. But, you know, I'm not throwing in Apex Legends. I'm not throwing in Fortnite. But No Man's Sky would get my award for that. But Animal Crossing, to me, looked so much like the old Animal Crossings. And it was the fifth one. And you could put down a Biden-Harris sign on your lawn if you wanted to. It's amazing how many, you know, how these people on both sides try to get you to vote for them. But my game of the year, and this isn't one of my all-time favorites, but when I look at all the consideration, my game of the year is Ghost of Tsushima. And this is was developed by Sucker Punch, and it was a Sony exclusive, an open world following around Jin Sakai, a samurai, protecting Tsushima Island during the first Mongol invasion. And there was a certain point in that game when I was on going rooftop to rooftop, stealthily, ninja-like, dare I say, wearing the mask of a bunny, and then like Tarzan holding these like vines, swinging around, jumping down, stabbing guys with my katana, and then throwing down a puff of smoke and disappearing. I'm like, all right, this wins. I got to the point where I'm like, this wins. This is the best game of the year. Now, that's regular games of the year. To me, it's Ghost of Tsushima, or Tsushima, if you're Japanese. And it's a fun game. It's also a very beautiful game to look at as well. But most of all, I only judge games on if they're fun or not. Now, the one category, and you can say, what was the best mobile game? What was the best indie game? What had the best art direction? I don't know. I mean, those are all, the aesthetics of that are individual tastes. The only thing I think we need to take a look back on in a different way are VR games. Because you literally cannot lump VR games with regular games. Or augmented reality as well. VR and AR. And there were some good ones in there. Star Wars Squadrons was fun. Iron Man VR, which we gave away here on the show. There was a game from Media Molecule called Dreams, which was based on the game Arts Dreams. I know some people like the Walking Dead one, Saints and Sinners, but for me, and it's as if you know me, this is an easy one. I'm a Valve guy. I love the Half-Life universe. As much as we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, the first Half-Life came out in 1998. We've been waiting. It's Half-Life Alyx, A-L-Y-X. I'll never forget Half-Life 2, Part 2, where Alyx was in the Jeep and winked at me. I like Alyx, and I like that game. It was a good game. All right, let's take a look at what's coming out this week. As I said, only one game is scheduled, and that's a game on the Switch called Wingspan. It is a strategy game. You play as a bird that is supposed to come out on Tuesday. Everything else are just Q4 games. Green Hell, an action game on the Xbox One and PS4. X4, Cradle of Humanity, a PC sim. No Man's Sky on the PS5. A game called Strotophagia, Rave Horror, a PC action game. Vaporeon Lockdown, an RPG on the Switch. Under, Depths of Fear, an action horror adventure game, PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. You've got Sundown Refusal, a PC Switch action game. Wright, The Eye of Atlantis, PC VR adventure game. Cyrilim Ultimate, RPG on the PC. That's a role-playing game on the personal computer. Cartel Tycoon, how about that, PC Sim. Fights in Tight Spaces. It's a card game for PC and Xbox One. Where Is My Body? For the Game Boy. I can't believe there's a new Game Boy game. Good luck with that. Party Animals on the PC. It's a fighting game. Where the Heart Is, a PS4 adventure game. Dusk, the shooter, comes to the Switch. RPG Time. This is on the Xbox and your phone. Imposter Factory, an adventure RPG on the PC. Also, Street Cleaner. This is an action beat performer. This is not actually driving a street cleaner around town. Night Squad 2, Xbox One and PC. And finally, The Legend of Heroes. This is a PS4 RPG. Those are all listed as Q4 games. So we'll see if those actually come out. The only one I know for sure is, once again, Wingspan. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code on the other side.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. We're close out the show as we always do. A cheat code requested by you, the listener, and you can send your request in to rick@sportsbyline.com. Usually like to give them away for older games as we close out another year of the Video Game Review. next time we do a show, it'll be a different year, hopefully. So I appreciate, once again, a year of everyone's help, and Scott back in the studios, Darren at the helm, and sometimes Dominic helping out as well. Appreciate it, fellas. All right, the cheat code request. This is a classic and one of my favorite games, Baseball Stars. And this is on the old NES. I'm glad you're still playing it. This is one of the great 8-bit sports games of all time. The request comes in from Everett, Washington, from Kim. Kim says, Rick, how do I get the powerful team? Well, yes, it's called the Max Power Team. Go to create a team and press down, right, left, down, down, right, and up. Once again, down, right, left, down, down, right, and up. And a message will say, when isn't it? And then you change it to when it is. And then you will have the max power team and will destroy everyone. If you didn't get that, email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll get it to you again. And you can email me throughout the week as well. All of you out there. Anyway, Happy New Year, friends, and we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.